If you wanna eat local in San Marcos, then turn that dial or click that link, tune in to San Munchies.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to San Munchies, the segment where I, DJ E-Money, bring you the best of the best of local eateries in San Marcos. This past week has been pretty cold. With flu season and allergens lingering in the air, I thought tea sounded like the perfect topic for this week's episode. I stopped by Tantra Coffee House, Stellar Cafe, and Wake the Dead Coffee House in search of the best sleepy time tea in San Marcos. The first on the list was Tantra. Tantra Coffee House opened in 2007 and has since been a staple of San Marcos, located at 217 West Hopkins Street. When I stopped by, I got a mix of their chamomile and Paris teas with honey. Chamomile is an herbal tea known for its relaxing qualities, making it a perfect base for a sleepy time tea. Paris is a fruity black tea with subtle hints of vanilla and caramel. It was made in homage to the city of the same name by Mike Harney of Harney & Sons, the tea company that Tantra gets its teas from. The addition of the Paris tea gave the drink a subtle sweetness on top of the floweriness of the chamomile base. The overall flavor of the tea was subtle, making it an ideal choice if you're winding down after a stressful day. However, adding the black tea gave it a little more caffeine than usual for a bedtime tea. I found that after I got home, I was still wide awake. This was my first time ever going into Tantra, and I can honestly say that I felt right at home. In my opinion, the atmosphere of Tantra is rustic and quirky. It was a great spot for me to sit back, relax, and spend some time with a friend. I even noticed that they have an outdoor stage for live music, so I'm really interested in coming back for a Tantra event. My next stop on the quest for the best sleepy time tea was Stellar Cafe at 235 North LBJ Drive, only about an 8-minute walk from campus. Stellar is mostly known for their freshly brewed coffees, but their tea deserves some recognition as well. They get most of their teas from Maya Tea Company and Mighty Leaf Tea. For my order, I stuck with the chamomile citrus base and mixed in a hibiscus tea and 2 teaspoons of honey. This tea was the most pungent in taste. The citrus flavor of the chamomile really stood out and the hibiscus only enhanced the fruitiness. It had a great flavor, but I wouldn't recommend this mix if you're looking for something soothing to relax you before bed. This blend of flavors would be very good as an iced tea, though. To me, the shop itself had a vintage and low-key feel, a perfect spot for studying. They even have patio seating if you're trying to get together with a group, but I'd say Stellar is a better place for solo studying and reading. The last place I went to was Wake the Dead Coffee House. This was without a doubt the quirkiest and most interesting place I visited. The workers were all dressed up in fun attire, the walls were full of art, and the music was upbeat, a stark contrast to both Tantra and Stellar. The atmosphere here had the most college-y feel to it. Like Tantra, Wake the Dead also has many events. A night at Wake the Dead could be anything from live music to reptile night, from Drug Addicts Anonymous to comedy open mic nights, and anything in between. When I went, I only partook in a chamomile lemon tea with honey. In my opinion, this tea was the subtlest of the three, with just enough flavor to get a hint of lemon. They also gave you refills on hot water when you ran out. During my time at Wake the Dead, I determined that this is the spot to go to if you're looking to see something interesting while you sip on your drink of choice. So what's the verdict? Tantra versus Stellar versus Wake the Dead. In my opinion, Wake the Dead had the best sleepy time tea. It was very subtle yet still flavorful enough to enjoy, which is exactly what I want before I go to bed. Stellar had the best tea overall, but I wouldn't choose that particular blend as a sleepy time tea. At the end of the day, all three coffee shops are fantastic candidates for best of the best and none should go overlooked. Local places like these three are what makes San Marcos, San Marcos, and that's why I wanted to showcase them in this segment. So when I'm stressed after a long day of classes or work, you can definitely find me at Tantra, Stellar, or Wake the Dead enjoying some relaxing sleepy time tea. Make sure to click that link and check out ktswblog.net for pictures and more info on this episode, and turn that dial to tune in for the next episode where I tackle the best breakfast burrito in San Marcos.